Dan, how would you rate their pitching staff?
I think they're good. You know, I mean, I think the biggest thing, it threw a lot of strikes. You know, but kind of my disappointment on our side is I thought we had chances to just, if we can get a hit here and there, really yesterday and today, we're kind of right back in the ball game. We couldn't get the hit. I didn't think we made good adjustments to the way they were trying to pitch us. I mean, we saw the same guys, particularly in their bullpen, all weekend, and we just did not make adjustments. Particularly our left-hand hitters just failed to make adjustments on them throwing us changeups. They just threw us changeup after changeup, and it was either strikeout or roll it over, you know, hit a ground ball to the pull side. So that was probably the most disappointing thing to me, is we just did not make the adjustments at the plate that we needed to make to hit them.
Of course, those were some of the guys who were at the plate with runners on base, where you had a chance to maybe do some damage.
No question. We had the right guys at the plate. We just couldn't get the hit. Hit a couple of them hard, kind of right at them, and, you know, maybe later in the year those are in holes and going to go through the infield, but, you know, this weekend just didn't, you know, they didn't find those holes.
What did you see from Brandt today?
I thought he threw well. You know, 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, no walks. You know, gave up 2 runs, only 1 earned. I thought he threw the ball really, really well.
Of course, Jonathan Hughes came back in and got some bad breaks in the field.
You know, the way the ball bounced. I mean, a chopper over Oscar's head that, you know, ended up being a double. And they bunted, and, you know, he threw it down the left field line. Had the guy out at third if we just execute. I mean, the guy's going to be out. And then, you know, the bloop to center field, you know, was a couple runs. And I think both middle infielders could have caught the ball. Nick called it, thought he could get there, and then just did not get there to make the catch. So, you know, a little bit lucky for them in that inning, but to their credit, I mean, those the bloops and the chops and all that, they all count. So, you know, but kind of felt like our defense did us in that inning.
Was it a matter of maybe Nick thinking, hey, I have a better shot at maybe throwing the guy out at the plate, as opposed to the infielders with their backs?
Maybe. I mean, that might have been part of his thought process, but, you know, our fundamental rule is you don't call the ball until you know for sure you can get it. And I do. I mean, I ask Austin, and he's like, yeah. He goes, we were there. We could have caught it. So.
And, of course, we saw UCLA's second baseman make a similar play.
And so did the shortstop.
Yeah.
The shortstop made a tough play. I think it was McCann down the left field line, and then their second baseman there in the ninth inning made a nice play. Yeah. They were solid. They kicked the one ball in the infield, but they were solid on defense the whole weekend.
What do you take away from series with the number 3 team in the country?
Opportunity wasted. You know, I think, it's kind of what I told the team. We went on Friday night, and you feel like you got a great chance to win the series, and and we just didn't do the stuff we needed to do to win a series. So it's early. We're disappointed that we didn't win this series, but we got to move on. We got things we got to get better at. I mean, you know, if you look at our hitting numbers, I mean, I try not to look at them, and I know that's going to change. I mean, it's just a question of time. And Chase Murray's going to hit. Tristan English is going to hit. Colin is. You know, McCann has had his moments, but I think we'll hit much better. We just, you know, have gotten off to a little bit of a slow start with the bats.
What are the chances of getting Luke back at second base?
I would guess that he may miss this whole week. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but, you know, I don't think you'll see him at all midweek. I think best case scenario, maybe he can get back in next weekend, but I'd say it's 50-50 right now on that.
How do you think Jackson did filling in at second base?
I think fine, you know, and I was glad to get Charlie Benson in at bat, and, you know, but I think Jackson Webb can definitely go in there and play D defense, and I think the good thing playing a couple midweek games, we're going to get, Rodig's going to get a start Tuesday. Probably either Bartnicki or Willingham will start on Wednesday. So you're going to get some more guys out there to pitch. English wasn't available today, but I think, he should be good Tuesday or Wednesday. And then we got three more next weekend. So, we'll start to get in, I think, a little bit of a rhythm with our pitching staff and, our position players of getting some, consistent at-bats.
Is Chapman a guy that may work his way into the bullpen picture?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think Chappie came in, did a nice job again, and I thought he threw the ball well yesterday. And I'm starting to see, just good things for him. So I've been very pleased with the way he's thrown both times.
Anything else?
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
That was the thing last night.
It was awesome.